My most important memories. My parents' love and encouragement. Growing up in Columbia, MO. My FB scholarship and playing days at Missouri. The bitter disappointment of the severe hamstring pull, costing me my initial year with the NY Titans, now Jets. Seeing Peg in the Tribune picture and knowing very quickly how exceptional she was and having the wisdom to marry her. The birth of all of our three kids and how good they have turned out 5 decades later. Getting a contract offer from my beloved St. Louis Cardinals and turning it down in favor of FB. Playing for exceptional coaches, Jim McLeod at Jeff Jr. HS, and years later being his assistant at Hickman when we won the state basketball championship with a 28-1 record. Playing for FB coach Bob Roark, basketball coach Bob Murray, and FB assistant and head track coach Jack Kirsting. All truly great coaches. Being part of Coach Don Foro's last father team 1956. Playing for head FB coach Frank Broyles and his assistant Jerry Claiborne. Then having head coach Dan Devine and his great assistant. My end coach Alan Offrio. Coach Devine's most meaningful comment about me was before a home game my senior year in the locker room when he referenced me and said to the team, "Russ always catches the ball." Being one of 9 seniors out of 100 freshmen still playing in 1959. My first dog, Tippy, a mixed breed we adopted in LA. I had her from age 4 to 18. Loved her so much and was with her when she died. Knowing by name all 200 in our HS class and most all at Hickman, just over 600. My HS principal, Ben Schmitz, a 6'8" retired colonel who wanted me to go to West Point in the worst way. Our very exceptional speech teacher, Helen D. Williams, and all the great moments we had in her class and in her verse speaking choir. Watching my dad work in the water softening business for Herbert Wolcott, growing the business and then buying them out and prospering as a small businessman. He took the Dale Carnegie course and it did wonders for his self-confidence and speaking ability in front of groups. My mother's great writing ability and seeing her accomplish anything she took on. My early frustrations in coaching at Higginsville and Centralia, when I was torn between running what we did at Missouri and what Coach Roark used at Hickman. Finally zeroed in at Carthage and we got better and better. Still regret leavening behind my greatest team 1968 Carthage Tigers. The opportunity given me by head FB coach, Marv Braden, to join him as line coach at NEMO ST in Kirksville, MO. Then becoming the head coach and watching 3 teams share or win outright 3 MIAA championships and winning games, I questioned if we could get it done. Our first home we ever bought, new home, was in Kirksville at $18,500. Running for Congress in 1972 against Jerry Litton, a millionaire cattle breeder, and giving him a run for his money. Flying to D.C. to meet Nixon in the Oval Office and later flying with VP Agnew to dedicate the airport at Kansas City were both memorable times in the campaign. Then serving as MO ST DIR of Motor Vehicles and Licensing and being editorially recognized by the Jefferson City paper for saving MO taxpayers $1 million a year. After Gov. Bond lost his re-election campaign, never should have happened, became the head fundraiser for the MO State Republican Party. Spoke throughput the state with good success. Resigned when we had too much staff overhead costs and the board wanted both me and David Broeker to stay on. I made the decision for them. Attorney General John Ashcroft, Missouri. And I did a lot of speaking engagements together. He was the most straight arrow I ever met in politics. Also met Clarence Thomas, who was working for Jack Danforth, and remembered how impressed I was with him in the mid-'90s. Leavening Jeff City to return to college athletics was a good feeling. Got quite a bit done in 2 years, but it was not fun working with a college president with questionable ethics. After I left SEMO to go to Fresno ST, the board fired Lee Stamper. When I arrived in Fresno in 1979, I knew no one. When I left a decade later, I probably knew more people in Fresno County than anyone. But I had served as DIR of the Bulldog Foundation, AD at Fresno ST, Exec. DIR of the California Bowl and Exec. DIR of the Fresno City and County Chamber of Commerce. I commissioned the Bulldog logo for FSU using the great artistic ability of Joe Garcia. Most talented artist I ever met. We did a number of neat projects together. I was a coach's AD. And proud of it. The biggest and most lasting accomplishment I left Fresno was the passage of Measure C, which was a 20-year program to build more freeways in Fresno and address other specific road and transportation projects. Easily the greatest accomplishment in the history of the Fresno Chamber. Don't know where Fresno would be today without the passage of Measure C. Our daughter Lori was married in Fresno and we shared in the birth of her first two kids before we moved to Indiana. We had bought a 20-acre parcel east of Fresno, Quail Oaks West, about 40 minutes from work, and built a home near the top of one of the first foothills coming out of the valley floor. Land was covered with oaks and black granite outcroppings. Loved that piece of land. Lived in the home about 2 months before I took the chamber job in Indiana. Left some exceptional civic leaders and friends, too many to mention all, but especially admired. Bill Lyles, Helen Smades, Joe Levy, Ron Metzler, Bob Duncan, Bud Richter, Lou Eaton, and FSU coaches Boyd Grant, Mike Watney, Bob Bennett, Red Estes, Bob Spencer, and my admin assistant Tina Shields. Two other memorable opportunities included being the FIST development DIR for the Bank of Fresno headed by John Brox. Had a staff of three others and we were profitable in 4 months. I chose to zero in on the growing medical community in Fresno. I held several individual dinners with individual doctors asking them what they needed from a bank. I then put their input into our marketing materials and our sales team took it and ran. Several years later, well after I left the bank, I ran into John Brox and he told me that the bank had the majority of medical accounts in Fresno. I left the bank when I was approached by George and Ernie Beal. They owned and operated 23 convenience stores in Central California. Day and night and wanted me to put together a national franchising program for them. They both had a well-thought approach to the convenience store business. I put it all together and we got our state license in 6 months. Our new name was Johnny Quick and I got artist Joe Garcia to do the logo. Very tough in California to get a franchising license in 6 months, but we did, and I then called on about 150 independent convenience store owners between Bakersfield and Sacramento. We held steak dinner meetings and would invite a number of store owners who we thought were good prospects. Our first franchise was in Oakhurst, CA in the Sierras. A small liquor/convenience store on the main road to the higher Sierras. I think they were about 2 months from going out of business. Their first month with us, their income jumped 82%, the same for the next month. Just as I was prepared to bring four more stores online, the brothers sold their business to Circle K, the second biggest convenience store chain in America. The Beals became millionaires, but the franchising concept died as all the Circle K stores are company owned. Great business experience, however. Our 5 years in Muncie as president/CEO of the Muncie/Delaware County Chamber of Commerce was extremely productive and gratifying. Muncie had great civic leadership. The brightest and most ethical businessman I ever met was Van Smith, president of Ontario Corp and former chairman of the board of the U.S. Chamber. The genius of the Muncie Chamber is that they brought the chamber, economic dev, and the convention center all under the president of the chamber. I then had a talented VP over the econ dev program and CONV CTR. We had three boards to report to: chamber, econ dev, and CONV CTR. But in combining all three under the chamber president, we eliminated a lot of infighting. My two biggest contributions in my 5 years was the development of our Horizon 96 economic dev effort, which would earn state honors and recognition, and Muncie would rank second in the nation in job creation from 1 year to the next. We raised $1.6 million in 6 months to fund this 5-year effort. The next major endeavor was our effort to get a 1/10 of 1% local income tax to build the top infrastructure need of the other small towns in Delaware County, plus it built a new children's museum and expanded the convention CTR. My greatest political partner in getting this done was Phil Nichols, the Democrat county chairman. A Muncie firefighter who also was a member of the Muncie City Council. In fact, in my 20 years of running chambers, Phil Nichols was my most effective ally. Here I am, a former Republican congressional candidate and my best ally ever, was the Democrat county chairman in Delaware County. We lived on the White River east of Muncie Yorktown mailing address, and witnessed a 100-year flood of the Wee River. Awesome. This was Peg's favorite home. I made the mistake of putting out corn in the winter for the ducks on the river. In a few days I was seeing an armada of about 50 ducks on the river heading toward our yard, leaping up on the bank and racing to the duck feeder. Was going through 50 pounds of corn in 3 to 4 days. While in Muncie I attended a national chamber CONT in Newport Beach, CA. It was about 4:30 in the early morning that my room started to shake pretty hard. I immediately knew it was an earthquake. I was on the fourth floor and got under a doorway and hoped for the best. We were 40 miles from epicenter. Quake was severe and severely damaged many of the freeway overpasses. When I flew back to Muncie arriving at airport in Dayton OH. It was midnight and 27 degrees below zero. I went to start my car with no success. I called AAA and the cheerfully said, "We'll come out but it won't start." I slept the night in the airport and the next day rented a car to drive home to Muncie. It would be a week before it warmed up to go back and get my car. Coldest I have ever been. During that week I saw the advertisement for the presidency of the St. Petersburg Chamber of Commerce FL. I decided that I would look into that position. Muncie had the greatest civic leadership I had seen, especially for a city of 70,000 people. Total population in Delaware County was 120,000. Our local Democrat state senator, Hurley Goodhall, was very supportive of what the chamber was accomplishing and I'm sure he was responsible for the award from Indiana Gov. Evan Bay which I received in 1994. The Sagamore of the Wabash Award. With Ball corporate headquarters located in Muncie since moved to Colorado. The chamber benefited from the wealth of corporate leadership within the Ball ranks. Great company. In 1993 I was chosen by my chamber peers to head the Indiana Chamber Execs Association for 1993-1994 and did not quite finish my term as I was offered and took the St. Pete job effective April 1, 2014. Nothing but fond memories of my 5 years in Muncie. Nothing like starting a new job on April Fool's Day, which I did in St. Pete, FL. More memorable moments, most productive new member drive in America for a chamber our size, 535 members in 1 month. Buying our office space as a business office condo unit and naming rights to building and paying it all off in 3 years. Taking our membership numbers to almost 2,500 members. Producing over 700 grads from our entrepreneurial academy which I got trademarked. A most talented attorney in town Howard Ross became our symbolic 2 dean and he gave us 33 Wednesday evening a year. For 10 years from 6 to 9 p.m. in attending and overseeing each session. Hosting the retirement dinner for General Tommy Franks and hosting a discussion with the son of Khrushchev head of old Soviet Union and the son of U-2 pilot, Francis Gary Powers, who the Russians shot down as he was flying his U-2 spy plane over the Soviet Union. One of the most interesting forums I have ever attended. We won numerous national and state awards for our chamber publications and the coffee table book we did on St. Pete and Pinellas County was a huge hit and a profitable endeavor. We have several copies. Well, remember the 9/11 attack. We did a time capsule in 2001 to be opened in 100 years. Don't think I'll be there for the opening. During my presidency, we celebrated our 100th year as a chamber and my wife read through 100 years of chamber minutes to capture the high points of the chamber's century of success. One memorable meeting in the early 1900s was the notation that the board was unhappy about the actions of a young woman in town and they voted to write her father so that he could take care of the situation. My beloved St. Louis Cardinals had their spring training in St. Pete. I and I finally got to meet my boyhood idol, Stan the Man, Musial. I was crushed when they moved to Jupiter, FL 2 years later. Getting Major League Baseball to St. Pete was a great thrill and one of my previous chamber chairs, John Higgins, became the legal counsel for the Tampa Bay Rays. Was amazing that St. Pete and Pinellas County built a new indoor stadium with no team firmed up to come or to be created. We adopted our first greyhound named Harry. His racing name was Woods Willie Wynn. He was a fawn color, smart and had won several races. He raced in South FL and at Derby Lanes in St. Pete. Had him a little over 7 years before he died of bladder cancer when we lived in Leesburg. He was just a fabulous dog. Was also elected by my chamber peers to serve as the chair of the Florida Association of Chamber Professionals. My interaction that year was really enjoyable. In 1994 the St. Pete Chamber was selected as the Metro Chamber of the Year in FL. I really had a gifted staff and our chamber was a very active and dynamic force. This rounded out my 20 years in chamber management and a most rewarding tenure. I was surprised in 1994 to receive an award from Judy Jenshaft, president of the University of South FL, the 10th largest university in America. She presented me the President's Award, which is the highest non-academic honor bestowed by the president. Was awarded to me at the graduation ceremonies of the campus in St. Pete. I had the good fortune to be a champion of the St. Pete campus, which was part of USF. Usually such an honor goes to some who has been a significant financial benefactor to the university. Receiving this award based on the 2 Sweat Equity 2 of Leadership Support came as an immense surprise. She is a most talented president and has been an outstanding president for USF. While I was intending to retire from the chamber at the end of our fiscal year in 2004, I was approached by Gus Stavros, a local businessman and philanthropist, to seek the position of DIR of the Florida Council on Economic Education. The organization was in chaos, due in part to the former exec getting fired for drawing full salary for the FCEE while also getting paid by another group for doing some of the same type work. We were making considerable progress until I discovered that our chairman was an absolute egomaniac. He was a cardiologist from South FL. Zachariah. Left within a year. The guy who followed me, let me know that he also experienced much of the same and found that the existing staff we both inherited were also a big part of the problem. What a huge mess that experience was. Moving to Leesburg and becoming a part of Lake Sunter State College. While we were living in Sun City Center, I got a call from Jan Zachichuk, who had worked for me in St. Pete and was now the chamber exec in Leesburg. She thought I ought to apply for the Business Assistance DIR at Lake Sumter Community College, now Lake Sumter State College. I did apply and got the job. The job certainly fit with my 20 years of chamber experience. Perhaps my most enjoyable accomplishment was writing and producing a coffee table book on Lake and Sumter counties. Turned out great. Stunning photography. We were probably the only community college to ever produce a coffee table book of this quality. This was my third and final coffee table book. But this was the first one that I both wrote and produced. Looked at over 3,000 photos to choose 700. Spent almost every weekend for a year working on the book as the weekdays were filled with my other duties. Was an intense year but turned out a stunning book. Dr. Chuck Mohawk, our president, was very supportive and it did take some academic courage to allow me to try and produce it as well as obtaining the financial sponsorships to make it happen. Was a money maker for the college. A killer of a project but truly a labor of love. Also introduced my entrepreneurial academy concept at the college for those interested in creating a business. Did 2 sessions a year, one at the Leesburg campus and one at our South Lake campus in Clermont. Very well received. After a six-year run with the college, I resigned in 2013 as I developed a hyperthyroid condition. They killed off my thyroid with a radioactive iodine pill, and I take a daily pill to provide me what a normal thyroid would produce. Intended to retire at the end of the school year, but the thyroid sped it up by several months. Peg said when I took the job that she wanted to live on a hill. We did so, and as of September 16, 2015, our 8 years in this home is longer than we ever lived in the same house. Our address, 2301 Queen Palm Court, Leesburg, Florida, 34748. For about 7 years, I've written a weekly Sunday column for the Daily Commercial newspaper. Peg has filled several scrapbooks with my column NS. Have been a member of Rotary as I was in St. Pete, Muncie, and Fresno. Also now serving as the president of the Lake County Conservative Founders Club. I assumed this position when the founder, John Brandberg, died unexpectedly in 2014. Our home in Leesburg has received a significant makeover from when we bought it in 2006, although it was new in 2003. We were the third owner. We adopted our second Greyhound, Ebenezer, from Greyhound Rescue in Orlando. A really big guy. Raced in the Kansas City, Kansas area at 92 pounds. He is now six. Has created his own racetrack in our backyard. Brindle in color, beautiful and loving dog. Greyhounds are truly great dogs. Only dog mentioned in the Bible, King James Version, Proverbs 30:31, as I remember. Have so many great memories of the dogs I've had. Tippy for 14 years, Saben Norwegian Elk Hound. 16 years, Woofy, Siberian Husky. 9 years, Harry, Greyhound. 7.5 years, and now Ebenezer, 3 years. It is amazing how much a dog can become a part of your life. We've also had a number of great cats. Peg grew up with a cat called Tom. He lived 21 years. Have been blessed to receive several meaningful awards, including Hoff induction at Truman St. Sports Hoff, Missouri Sports Hoff, 2 occasions, first as the head FB coach at NEMO St. Universal, and second as part of the Mid-State Oil slow pitch softball teams, which won back-to-back state championships in the mid-'00s when we lived in Jefferson City, MO. University of Missouri Sports Hoff. Outstanding Achievement Award from the College of Education at the University of Missouri. Given to a co-ed grad who had excelled in a field outside of education. My 20 years of Chamber of Commerce presidencies and our accomplishments, Council of the Sagamores of the Wabash presented by the Government of Indiana, then Gov. Evan Bay, and being elected by my chamber peers to head both the Indiana and Florida Chambers Execs Association. I have never been driven to become rich. My internal drive has always been to make a positive difference in the things that I've done, be it in the lives of my players or as AD, or in 20 years of chamber management. Today, September 18th, is our oldest son's, Doug, 55th birthday. Wow. It is now November 11, 12-16, and I've been remiss in not keeping up to date on my life's events. This past Tuesday, Donald Trump shocked the world in winning the presidency when most all the polls predicted his defeat. I am still writing my Sunday columns for the Daily Commercial. I did not favor Trump in the primaries, but was solidly for him against Hillary Clinton. The last 8 years under President Obama have been a disaster, both domestically as well as foreign policy. The Republicans now control the presidency, the Senate, and the House. I am now the president-elect of our Leesburg Noon Rotary Club and will become president in mid-2017. I am also stepping down as the president of the Lake County Conservative Founders Club. Clubs of all kinds are suffering from decreased attendance, especially from the young. We will likely end our club due to this factor. Regret it? Peg hit 75 at the end of this month, November 30th. She and Winston Churchill share the same birth date. Two great people sharing the same birthday. Our daughter Lori just competed yesterday in the International Powerlifting Competition in Las Vegas. She competes in the age 50 category and at 132 pounds. She is amazingly strong. Just started lifting within the past 14 months. Matt is back in Portland, or rebuilding his construction business after 3 to 4 years in North Dakota attempting to pull off a major project. Gas prices, which had been well over $3 for most all the time he was there, suddenly dipped well below $3 and spooked the banks and investors. Great project but terrible timing. He worked so hard. Broke my heart. Doug, as the city attorney for Fresno, is doing very well. His two boys Luke and Ryan are excelling in school and sports. Luke dearly loves baseball and Ryan has not settled in on any one sport but seems to have a lot of natural talent, although he is as skinny as a rail. Janet is doing well in her job with the county school system. Her mom died last year. Wonderful woman, born in Italy and was a war bride who then came to America. Attended my 60th HS reunion in July, then a reunion of my three championship teams at Truman ST, then the 50th reunion of the Carthage HS class of 66 who invited us back. Stayed in the home of my greatest lineman Tom Williams and his wife. Very enjoyable. My fourth trip to MO. This year occurred in October when one of my first FB recruits, Randy Ball at NEMSA, now Truman ST, was inducted into the MO Sports Hof as a coach. He was from my HS Hickman. And we both played for the same coach Bob Rourke, but 13 years apart. I always called him QP and still do. He is now with the Kansas City Chiefs in player personnel department. Our second Greyhound Ebenezer is doing great. Has created his own racetrack in our backyard. He is now 94 pounds and is about as big as greyhounds get. He has a greeting that sounds like a low throat growl but isn't, it seems to be his method of talking. First Greyhound Harry never did this. Today is Veterans Day and attending a memorial service at the memorial in Leesburg. I was part of the board that built the memorial. We are dedicating a new addition, a Huey helicopter, mounted on a steel pole next to the memorial wall. All money raised for the memorial went to the structure. No paid staff, all volunteers led by fellow Rotarian Don Van Beck, who served in both WW2 and Korea. He is 88 and one of the finest men I've ever met. Lori just won the silver medal in Vegas in her age and weight class, age 50 and 132 pounds, in international powerlifting competition. Think she lost out to a lady from Brazil. Suspect this lady has been a steroids user. No drug testing for this sport in competition. Lori has been lifting for only 14 months and has amazed me with her strength and dedication. Lori, Jared, Allison and Jessica are heavily involved in the microgreens business, both raising and selling. Unique, niche business. On the verge of outgrowing their current facility as all greens are grown under roof in a very controlled environment. Christy is now married to Corey Pfister, who is in the Navy on our aircraft carrier the Theodore Roosevelt. He is in the nuclear engine section and had finished first in his class during training. Very bright. They have a daughter Sadie, now 4, also very smart. She has very limited vision in one eye due to a medical condition that may or may not be medically correctable with current technology. She is so sharp. Allison and Jessica are still single and heavily involved in the greens business. And Daniel has started college at Fresno City College. He is interested in computers. The next 2 days, November 14th and 15th to 2016, will be dedicated to the Florida Sports Hof board meeting and induction in Tampa. This is my last year on the board, and while I have been honored to have been a part of its operation, it is time to hand the baton to my replacement. Our Matt's two boys, Matthew and Jordan, are both in Oregon. Jordan is working on his graduate degree, wants to teach in college, and Matthew is working for his dad in the construction business. He struggled as to exactly what he wants to do vocationally. Our Matt says that his Matt is a very skilled Finnish carpenter and probably could do quite well if he set up his own shop. Matt's former wife, Carolyn, also lives in Portland. We have not seen Matt's two boys for several years and not heard from them either. Think the distance between Oregon and Florida has been a factor, plus we never had the opportunity to be around them as frequently as Doug's boys and Lori's family, both all in Fresno. Regret that separation.